Life is full of stress. If you're a human being living in modern times, the stress levels are through the roof, y'all, no matter what age bracket you fall into. The demands of making a decent living, the busyness of raising a family, the pressures of relationships, dealing with your own health issues or the health issues of other people. I mean, I could go on and on. It's so dang stressful. Am I right? Or am I right? That's why it's so important that we learn how to de-stress. Because honestly, life is not going to slow down. It's not. It's not going to get easier. And that means that we have to learn stress management tools and strategies that work for us and where we're at in life. In this episode, I'm going to break down some of the ways to cope and deal with stress. And these are things that have helped me, and I hope that they help you too. Because who wants to live a stressful life? Not me, and I bet not you too. Are you just so tired of feeling broken? Do you want to take a deep breath and know that everything's going to be okay? That even when you slip, you have something to fall back on? Listen, I see you. Welcome to the Broken to Bless podcast. Here you'll find answers as we shine a light on some of the deepest inner struggles and spiritual battles we face today. My mission is to help you build a strong foundation of faith, kick old mindset habits to the curb, and refocus on what really matters. Hi there, I'm Randy, a wife, a mom, and saved by grace. I've struggled with depression, anxiety, and addiction issues since forever. But after surrendering to God in 2020, my life did a 180. He gave me a new heart, a new purpose, and a new life. It didn't matter that I was broken, because I'm made whole with Him, and you can be too. It's never too late for us to be redeemed. God has a good plan for each of us and a path for restoration. So if you're ready to live by faith, find peace, be present, and trust where your life is going, then listen up. It's time to let go of who you think you are and step into who God created you to be. Let's do this. Hello. Thank you for joining me today. We're going to discuss a topic that I think everyone faces these days, and that is stress. Life can be so stressful, y'all, so stressful. Being an adult is stressful. Being a parent is stressful. Being a young adult is stressful. Being a senior is stressful, apparently. Heck, being a kid is stressful these days. No one is safe. No one is exempt from stress, unfortunately. Luke 21:34 says, "Be careful or your hearts will be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and that day will close on you suddenly like a trap." Do you feel like stress has been closing in on you like a trap? I can relate. I can relate for sure. You know, I can look back at my life and see just periods of time where I was suffering from just chronic stress, and I didn't know what to do about it. I did not know how to handle it. I did not know what the solution was. And many times I looked for destructive means, honestly, to try to manage the stress. And I made a lot of mistakes. Maybe you can relate to that. But that's why we need to learn tools, because the stress is not going to disappear on its own. We have to work at it, and we have to work at it in positive ways. Positive life-enriching ways, not life-destroying ways. So, you know, what happens when we have too much stress in our lives? I mean, I might not even have to explain this, but I'm going to. This is called chronic stress, when you have just too much in your life, and it can cause a number of health issues, from inflammation to insomnia, depression, weakened immune system, stomach problems, you name it, stress can cause it. Which is unfortunate, because, you know, that's why even when we're eating well, we think we're eating right and we're exercising and doing whatever, and we still will have these problems because stress. too much stress going on in our lives, too much to think about, too much to do. So it's imperative that we learn to just chill out. So I'm going to break down some of the ways you can learn to deal with stress and get rid of excess stress in your life. So these are things that I've done in the past, or I do regularly as a regular practice, and it's helped me for sure, helped me manage over the years. Especially, I would say, the past year or two, I've had periods of time where there is a lot of stress going on. There is a lot of things happening I've had to deal from outside things that aren't even really something that I feel that I've done. It's just how have I been able to cope with things that are happening around me. So please keep in mind that this is not a one and done. It's called stress management because it's an ongoing process. We have to learn how to manage it the healthy way and not the destructive way. Because giving into destructive habits, it's only going to lead us downward. It's only going to lead us into a dark place, and we don't want that. We do not want that. I like to do the mind-body-spirit approach for a few reasons. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is a mind-body-spirit approach. And the reasons I like to do this is because, number one, it tackles the three main areas of life and where we can hold stress in our mind, in our body, and in our spirit. And if you focus, number two, if you focus too much on one area, the others will be out of balance. So you can't just focus on your mind. If you neglect your body and your spirit, it's going to be out of whack. There needs to be a balance between the three. And Romans 8:6 says, "The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the spirit is life and peace." I feel like that verse really just shows how all three are connected, because when your mind is governed by your flesh, which is, you know, your body, your wants and desires, then it's going to lead to destruction. But when it is governed by the spirit, it can lead to peace. It can lead to so many good things. So we need to focus on all three areas, mind, body, and spirit. So let's walk through some of the ways that we can de-stress in these areas. De-stressing your mind. Here are some ways. And FYI, each of these areas, we're going to start with some easy things and then get into some more long-term deep dive strategies. Number one, creating routine. Okay, setting a schedule and a regular routine can be less stressful because you'll know what to expect. You won't have to guess what will happen, which can lead to unnecessary anxiety. Now, there can be good schedules and bad schedules. I don't know if you grew up watching the Animaniacs, but there was a segment on there called Good Idea, Bad Idea. Good idea, getting up at 7 a.m. to start your day. Bad idea, getting up at 7 p.m. to start your day. Okay, that is a good example of a good schedule versus a bad schedule. All right, we want to be reasonable. But I found, number one, you know, creating a routine and knowing what to expect, that is something that's going to help de-stress your mind, because you're not going to have to be guessing every day what's going to happen. Okay, number two, not overloading yourself and setting boundaries. This one is so important, okay? So just because you set a schedule, that doesn't mean that we should overload our schedule. Sometimes I look at other people's phones somehow and I see their schedules and I cannot even imagine doing that many things in one day. Like I automatically get overwhelmed, and it's not even my schedule. Society raises us to be yes people. Say yes to everything. Don't miss an opportunity. But honestly, there is really great power in saying no, okay? And setting a boundary, all right? And sometimes we have to say no to things that we enjoy. Sometimes it is just not our season, and we have to understand that. what you're able to do as, you know, an 18-year-old is going to be completely different than what you are able to do if you're a young mom, you know, like 25 and you have young kids. And that's going to be completely different than what you can do as a 40-year-old mom, okay, with older kids. And that's okay. It's okay. Sometimes I can see some of the younger parents, I can see them just trying to fit so much in. And I just want to tell them, slow down, slow down. It's okay. We don't have to do everything. Your time will come. Your time will come when you can go out and you can do what you want to do. But for now, enjoy it. Enjoy being able to be at home with your kids, because one day they're going to grow up. They're going to grow up and they're going to move away. So we have to enjoy and appreciate the season that we're in. And that means that we have to create boundaries, and we have to create healthy boundaries with people. Saying no is not cruel, okay? It's not bad. Saying no can be very good for you. A good rule of thumb is when somebody asks you if you can do whatever the thing is, look at your schedule and say, can I do this without getting stressed? Is this going to bring me closer to God, or is this going to pull me away from God? Is this going to bring more stress? It might even be something in your own church that people are asking you to do. But if it is going to pull you away from the Lord and it is going to add more stress, say no. It's okay. Say no. Someone else will do it. I'm giving you permission. Say no. Number three on de-stressing your mind, and I think this is the most important, is deep dive biblical counseling sessions, okay? I highly recommend personal one-on-one counseling for stress relief. A counselor is going to be able to pinpoint triggers of stress, whether it's short-term stress or deeply rooted chronic stress from unhealed emotional wounds. And having a biblical counselor will help because they will always be pointing you back to Christ, plus give you a solid foundation to work with. They're not going to lead you astray. If you are considering counseling, or you have been, and you decide to go to a worldly counselor, you're going to get worldly answers, okay? You have to, if you want to walk in faith and you want to strengthen your faith, you have to find a biblical counselor, someone that actually practices what they preach, okay? Not someone that's just listed as a biblical counselor, but that their program, what they do, is it is going to involve the Bible, okay? It is going to involve God's word. I've seen many counselors over the years. I have seen worldly counselors. I have seen biblical counselors. There's a huge difference. And I've seen some stinkers on some biblical counseling. I'm not saying that everyone is amazing just because they have biblical counselor attached to their, you know, to their name. But you need to find someone that has a solid foundation of faith that is really going to want to help you, and that will absolutely help you be able to retrain your mind in a more positive direction and de-stress. Okay, moving on. De-stress your body through, number one, staying active. Okay, this is almost a no-brainer, but I have to say it here, okay? Walking, running, weight training, just to name a few. Staying active is absolutely going to help you de-stress. It's been proven over and over again that a body in motion, it helps you cope, it helps your brain cope, it's healthy, all the things, okay? So staying active. Number two, breath work. And I'm talking about just breathing here, just practicing breathing. This is not to be confused with yoga breath work. I used to practice yoga. I did for many years, and that's something I can always do a future podcast episode about, but I no longer recommend yoga just because it is a spiritual practice. I know that that's kind of a controversial thing to say, and I know some people that they like to practice yoga, and I'm not knocking them on that, but for me personally, it is a spiritual practice. I no longer recommend that, but I do think it's important to breathe. Regulating your breathing, that's something that you will learn in just regular fitness programs, is being able to regulate your breathing. And I think that's a really good thing to do. You know, if you're going out on a walk or you're running, you need to be able to slow your breathing down to a normal pace instead of hyperventilating, okay? So I think, you know, if you're going to take a walk around the neighborhood, practice breathing, get some fresh air. You know, those things are absolutely proven to lower stress levels, and you can just do that. It doesn't have to be a spiritual practice. It doesn't have to be involved with yoga or yoga postures or anything like that. But just doing regular breath work and breathing, believe it or not, will bring down your stress level. And number three for de-stressing your body, this one I highly recommend. I recommend massage therapy. And massage therapy with aromatherapy is even better, okay? We carry a lot of stress in our bodies. Some people carry stress in their neck and their shoulders. Some people carry stress in their lower back. It really just depends on your daily activities and your job and what you do. But a trained massage therapist can help work out all those kinks. This is something that I have done for myself. I highly recommend it. There was a period of time where I was having extreme migraine headaches, stress headaches, and the massage therapist, she was able to continually help me work that out, and I had a lot of tension in my neck. It's just a way that we can just chill out. So I highly recommend that. And if you have insurance, you know, a lot of times some of these massage therapists, they will be connected to, you know, the chiropractor. Your doctor can recommend someone. So lastly, we're going to talk about de-stressing your spirit, okay? Through number one, regular prayer time, okay? This means dedicated prayer time and honestly, just everyday prayer time. We talked about boundaries earlier. Well, we don't need boundaries with God, okay? We can talk to Him anytime, anywhere. It's very important for our spiritual practice. Number two, end of the day, spiritual God and I time before bed to sleep better. This means instead of watching TV that we have 30 to 45 minutes of uninterrupted devotional time, reading the Bible or other Christian books, praying, journaling. You know, these are all ways we can calm down our minds and connect to our spirit. It will definitely improve your sleep because you won't be focusing on the to-do list, but rather the done list, okay? Things God has done and is doing. I think that can be very relieving at the end of the day. Reading about things that God has already done, it's already finished. Instead of thinking about what do I have to do, it's what has God already done for me, for us. And the more that you have this spiritual time at the end of the day, you will start to sleep better, which will have a huge impact on how you manage stress, how your brain manages stress. And number three, listening to calming or uplifting Christian music. During the day, you should be listening to music. Calming Christian music, uplifting Christian music, hymns, you name it, you should listen to it. It's good for the soul. It keeps your head, your mind, your spirit, it keeps your head in the game. And it gives you things to carry throughout your day, positive things to carry throughout your day. Reminders of how God loves you. And I have absolutely seen an impact in my life just by listening to more Christian music and positive-based music. So if you need a list, head over to brokentobless.com where I have recommendations for Christian music. I'll also drop the link in the show notes below. Lastly, I can give you these tools, but we must remember that we should always be looking to the Lord to help us with stress relief. He is the ultimate stress reliever. In the Bible, we can read in Luke how Jesus was so stressed that he was sweating blood. Have you ever sweat blood before? Yeah, me neither. Luke 22:44 says, "And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground." The thing I love about this section in the Bible is that Jesus prayed to the Lord before he was arrested, and he said, "Let your will be done, Lord. Let your will be done." That leads me to the question, are we allowing God's will to be done? Or are we so stressed because we're trying to do all this on our own? So I just listed out a bunch of tools, but you have to ask yourself those questions. Are you stressed because you're not allowing God's will to be done? you're trying to take control and you're trying to be in the driver's seat. Something to think about. Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Luke 22:42. So I pray this has blessed you today and given you some helpful stress management tools and things to think about. I'm now going to switch over to my bonus content for members only. Please be sure to visit me at brokenablessed.com, and you can sign up to become a member to gain access to all the bonus content, plus check out more helpful resources that I'm adding onto the website. Remember, I'll be back next week with a new episode and resume to 2 episodes a week starting in May. Thank you so much for listening today. Have a blessed week, and I'll catch you next time.